challenge you in some ways. First of all, you're going to go out in life, and we're going to watch you do well. You're going to want to do well. You're going to want to, when you get a job, you're going to want to get promoted. Whenever you compete in a sport, you're a golfer or whatever you're going to go do, some of you ropers, okay, and things, you're going to want to do well. Everything you do in life, you're going to want to do well, okay? And the Bible has a word for promotion. It's a Hebrew word that means to rise up, to take higher, to go up, to mount up, to raise up, okay? Hebrew words are very rich, okay? And it's rendered promotion. And the Bible says in Psalm 75, in verse 6, it says, watch this now. Promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but God lifted up, but God is judge and putteth down one and setteth up another. What's that saying? It's saying that any direction you look, there are things that you think will promote you. But the bottom line is it all comes down to whether God wants you promoted or not. And I say that to say this. You can go get your education. We hope you do that. You can get a fine job. We hope you do that. You can work hard to raise your family and be diligent in all things, and we hope you do that. But the thing that's going to raise you up in life, the thing that's going to, that rich Hebrew word for promotion, it's going to take you higher, that you're going to mount up with, you're going to be raised with, is when you please God. When you please God. And you know what? You don't have to have a degree to please God. You don't have to have a wealthy background to please God. Your pedigree doesn't have to be, you don't have to come from a big name family. You might have the roughest situation in the whole world. You might not have family. And you don't even have to have that to please God. God will raise you up. And we've seen that time and time again in our young people as they've come through the ranks here at our church and gone on into the world. And we've seen it time and time again. But I'm sad to say that there have been times that we have seen kids that chose to walk away from here and leave God behind. When they graduated from high school, they kind of forgot about serving the Lord, and they haven't done well, okay? And, of course, it's never too late. But we want you to recognize that what we've done here over the years with your life and what your parents have done and directing you to the Lord Jesus Christ is because we want you to experience the most out of life. And you're going to experience that when you follow the Lord Jesus Christ and you hold close to His Word, okay? So I want you to know that. I want you to know another thing, and I believe with all my heart, everybody, all the adults of Bible Baptist Church would agree with this. Don't ever be afraid to call upon us. When you fall, you probably will. Well, if you get in jail, don't call me. Call somebody. No, I mean, you get in jail, you call me. But when you fall, when you get down, when you're in the lowest point of your life, you can always pick up the phone and call Bible Baptist Church. You can call any one of us. These boys know this. These boys hang out at my place, and we do what we can to invest in them. And even Addie and some of the girls come out sometimes. But we do what we do because we love you. It's, in fact, you're in my way out there. I don't, you know, no, I'm just kidding. But they come out to my north place and they hang out and they ride my horses and they rope the dummy and they blah, blah, blah. And we do that. We want to do that because we believe in you and we want to invest in your life, okay? Always know that you can call on Bible Baptist Church. And when you go to college, hopefully that's what your next step will be, whatever your next step is, do not fall out of church. If you move to another town, then you find you a good church that teaches the Bible, that teaches about the Lord, and you attend that church. Do not leave church behind, okay? All right, we're going to have our video, and then we're going to hear something from Brother Coop. Now, Cooper's been leading our youth, as y'all know, for probably a year and a half now, and he and Bergen invest a lot of time in all of these kids, all the high school kids, but especially this senior group. I tell you, they are over at Coop's house, Coop and Berg's house all the time, and he knows them better than I do, and certainly he's had made quite an investment in their life as well. So I'm going to ask Cooper. He's going to come and have a few things to say to us, and then we'll get right to the ice cream and cake afterwards, okay?
Can you not make it? Well, y'all will learn real quick, as all these guys already know, I'm not a very good speaker, so bear with me. But, man, there was so much material. I didn't even want to write anything because it's like I didn't want it to be too structured. Especially with these guys, there's too much material to work with. But bunch of hooligans, bunch of goons, always up to no good. Other than these two right here, the rest of them I wouldn't trust to do anything in life. No, I'm just kidding. No, really, this is one of the funnest year and a half me and Bergen can attest to ever having. It's crazy how much they've taught me about just enjoying life, having fun. I've learned all kinds of crazy stuff in the past year and a half, all the way from learning how to dance. We had Tejano dance lessons two nights ago at my house because we're moving and we don't have a table anymore, so the kitchen became a dance hall, to full-on blown wrestling matches. Ulysses almost got his face caught on fire the other day, just all kinds of shenanigans. But one thing I can really say is that every single one of these adults right here, these aren't kids, they're all grown, they're going to be starting life out, going into the real world, but I see leaders in every single one of them, and in all sorts of different aspects. They all have their strengths and things that they will excel in, and I can see them excel in, and it's just amazing to see how much God has worked in a lot of their lives. I didn't know most of them at all, other than a couple of them, up until a year ago, but just the amount of growth in that small time, and growth with God, not just physical growth, but growth in God has been amazing. I've seen how they've went from, I know we're causing some, the thing I always give them a hard time, I say, I know everything. Because people come tell me stuff all the time. So anytime a little bit of shenanigans or trouble goes on, guess who finds out about it? And I'll bring it up and they'll go, how'd you know about that? And I said, I know everything. But I don't hear as much shenanigans as I did a year ago, and that's a good thing. But like I said, they're great kids. You couldn't ask for a better group. For a first year of being a youth pastor, I can't talk. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. And this group right here just carries the weight. We got freshmen that talk in class. They'll stand up and call them out. I don't even have to say anything. It's pretty easy. But if I can leave you with anything, just like I taught about, I guess it's been about a week ago, how life is really, it's pretty simple. There's not much to life. We overcomplicate it. We try to make it much more complex than what it really is. You honor God first and foremost in everything you do. Honor your family and work hard. If you do those three things, I'm not saying your life's going to be perfect, but God will make everything else fall into place. And it's just the easy formula. And like he was saying, you know, college is great. Finding a great job is good. All those things are good things, but if you don't put God first, all those things are for naught. And you'll never get full enjoyment out of any of those things if you don't place him first in your life. But I was trying to think of a good story. I don't even know which one to tell. There's way too many. Y'all should see some of the crazy stuff that goes on over at my house. They're a bunch of goons. But Caden's got one right. Which one? Oh, I forgot if that was the most recent one. Okay, so we had everybody over at the house. Everything's moved, or a lot of stuff's moved out of the house. So we're playing cards in the kitchen. Bunch of goofy card games I've never even heard of before in my life. And we have a bar, and it's a L-shaped granite top high bar. And so we're all sitting around it. Well, they all get up at one time and push down of it, and two big old slabs of granite go boom and break, and just big pieces of granite. And they all look at me just like this fear on their face. And I was like, it's all right, we're going to be good. Like, if that's the worst thing that happens, but just crazy stuff. I enjoy every single moment. I know most of these guys are going to still be coming over to my house every weekend, which is fine by me. Me and Bergen enjoy it. We're not that much older than you guys, so it's kind of an odd age. I don't know whether to be like a dad to you guys or like a friend. It's awkward. But we enjoy y'all's presence. We enjoy everybody in this church can attest to it. Just the excitement that these kids bring and these guys bring and girls to our Sunday services and everything. It's just there's the energy there, and carry that energy and throughout the rest of your life, and just honor God with everything you got. That's all I got.
All right. Oh, and here's Elijah. All right. We didn't get to introduce him earlier. He is a barbecue king. He barbecues some good ribs, and he brings them to me, and he's going to keep that up after he graduates, okay? So, and by the way, about the granite countertop, That actually is my granite countertop now, because I bought the house now, and so no wonder you blew it off like no big deal. So anyway, all right, guys, we're very proud of you. We love you. I probably could have said a lot more things to you that would be more helpful, but I think it's been summarized pretty well between Coop and I. Put God number one in your life. Keep it up. Keep it up. Let's go ahead and stand. Families, we want you to stick around. We're going to move back to Summer Hall, our fellowship hall. We're going to have some ice cream.